My friends, it's Coach Vig. Welcome to the Sean Vig podcast. Now on Spotify. I'm finally on Spotify. I think I'm the only person who doesn't use it for music. I use Napster, which used to be Rhapsody, for all my music needs. Well, I'm down here in Central Florida in my office. It's very cluttered. I'm looking outside where we actually are having our first cool day in Central Florida since March, I believe. I don't know. I was gone for about 4 months. I didn't even want to come back, but here we are. And, it's quite lovely outside. You can walk outside in a t-shirt and say I'm slightly chilled, which in Florida means it's below 80 degrees, so it's freezing down here. When it's 50 degrees here, it feels like minus 40. All right, an update about me, because you all asked for it, right? Sure you did. I got a new book proposal in the works. I'm putting it together now for my publisher. The focus is on fitness for kids. I heard from a lot of you about, hey, what about my kids? What about my students? What about my sports team, whatever I'm coaching, fitness for kids. So I've been writing this off and on for the last year and a half, so I actually have to update a few things because I reference my son a lot, who's now 4 and a half, but when I started writing it, he was 3. So I talk about him being 3, have to go through and update certain things. But it's basically a Coach Vig book for kids. So I'm going to focus on yoga, Pilates, core strength, flexibility, focus, balance, cardio, and my strong points in a very no-nonsense, fun kind of way. I don't like to talk down to kids, and I've done a lot of research, and the other books out there for kids on these subjects, there just isn't any that cover all this, and they're more children's books, like very instead of hey, let's get moving, let's have a good time. So I'm going to submit the proposal in the next couple of weeks to my publisher. Put together a couple chapters and ideas, and have to re I've been researching the competition, see what else is out there. But that would be my 12th book, so that's very exciting. It all ties in with me being a dad. It seems so right, so natural for me to want to put something like this out there. I'd love to feature my son in the book. I certainly talk about him a lot and the wonders of being a dad and watching him develop so quickly in just a few years and the physicality that he has, the focus, the fortitude, the fire that he has. And I'm working on capturing that in a book that can inspire parents and kids and teachers and whatnot for that lifelong love affair of movement, right? And if you're in a Barnes and Noble or Books a Million, keep an eye out for what I call Cardboard Coach V. If you've been following my social media, you've seen this. It started up in Wisconsin, where I was for the summer. At my Barnes and Noble up there in La Crosse, Wisconsin, at the Valley View Mall. The manager, John, who's a friend of mine, they sell a lot of my books there. Whenever I'm in town, I go in and sign them, and he's very generous. They're very generous there, and you get a lot of people coming in that I went to school with or grew up with that grab the book. So he said, hey, Sean, do you have a cardboard cutout of yourself? I said, I do not, but I can get one. So for a display, what I did, I got a photo of myself, and it's a great photo because it was me out filming, so it's very authentic. Got the cap on with sweat stains on it. You can see sunscreen, a little white sunscreen on my whiskers, or is that just gray? I don't know. I'm 49, so maybe that's a little gray and sunscreen. And I got my sexy capris on with grass on my ankles. You see grass on my feet. I think he's 3 feet tall. Is that right? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to my lamp. He's 3 feet tall, brought that in, and we have a display now with a bunch of my books that I sign. And there he is, gesturing to the books. So we're working on getting Cardboard Coach Vig into some other books, other Barnes and Nobles and Books a Millions for display. So keep an eye out on that. If you see him in Wisconsin or elsewhere, snap some photos with him and post them. Tag me at Sean Vig Fitness. Tag me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. I love to see that. That's the whole point, to get it out there. Have a good time with it. I love that he looks grungy. He, CCV, Cardboard Coach Vig, looks a little grungy. Very, you want authenticity, right? Doesn't that sell? I wouldn't want to be all coiffed with gel in my hair. You got to be all stinky and sweaty out there rolling around on the ground, getting grass stains, playing, having a great time, living large. Animal flows, I've been doing a lot of those. I actually just upload a video to my YouTube channel at Sean Vig Fitness. V as in Victor, Igue, as my dear dad used to say. God bless him. Animal flows, they're very much like power yoga flows, but they have an animal quality to them, mimicking animal movements. So it's an animal yoga inspired. I'm not certified in that, but it's a lot of different kick throughs and wild things like that. I find it very enjoyable, very challenging, and very freeing. It's a new way to move. I'm always looking for inspiration. I hit walls sometimes because I do love creating and filming, and sometimes I hit walls with the movement. So along comes animal yoga, and like, this is really neat. So watch for that on the YouTube channel and all my social media as well. I'm not teaching any classes right now. I'm in Central Florida, which is just dry for me. Stay tuned. In 1 minute, I'm going to tell you some big news about Central Florida and beyond. But I was in Wisconsin for the summer and part of the fall where I was teaching a lot up there. You probably saw that. And I love teaching up there. That's where I grew up. Come back to Central Florida. I used to teach here over 20 classes a week years ago. But all the places I taught, now there's other people teaching and there's all new people. You know, you're gone about 7 years. We're in Colorado and everything shifts. So that was a little, that's very rather frustrating to Coach V. Because you just all you get, oh yeah, well we don't need you, but you know if something comes up, we'll let you know. It's like, ah, fuck, I taught here 10 years, but that's just the way it is, isn't it? People just kind of fill in for you when you're gone, and everyone moves on. So anyway, we the Vigs are we're planning to relocate. We got Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. Got that for the summer and the fall, whatever. But we are actually going up to Tennessee. Beautiful state of Tennessee in a couple weeks to have a look around. We're looking to relocate up there to the mountains. So you know, a friend of mine says, why are you moving? I said, well, we miss mountains and we miss having space. Because if you've ever been to Central Florida, we're about 5 minutes from Disney World. It's a very busy place, very crowded, very loud. And you know, it is what it is. I've lived here off and on for many years. It's been very good to me, but it's time to move on, especially with Dane and possibly more family and more space and to be in the mountains and to be near Knoxville, that whole area. It just sounds enchanting. So we're going up there to have a look around. I might be teaching a class or two while I'm up there. I've reached out online and to see if any of my followers had studios up there or gyms and got a couple nibbles, said, hey, why don't you come in and teach a class? That'd be great. Whenever I travel, I like to teach. Great opportunity to meet some new people, to stretch my muscle, stretch my legs, stretch my teaching, and get a sense of what it's like up there. So stay tuned for more information on Tennessee. If it was up to me, we would have moved yesterday because I get very antsy. I'm ready to move on. I like to leave the crowds behind and all the traffic and get up there. So stay tuned. That's some exciting stuff. And I know I wrote out a bunch of other stuff here, but let's just leave it at that right now. I'm just looking to find my footing. I'm being spending most of the time with my son, which is incredible. That all ties in with the book. And I've done some videos with him. I've already filmed a bunch. I'll do some more. It's very interesting to film with him because you can't really plan too much because he'll just take it any direction he wants. But thank God, you know, I can do that with him. Addie, my dog, is doing very well. She has just a touch of arthritis. You follow my videos, you'll see Addie. I've been filming with Addie since 2011. She'll be 12 next month, and she's doing great. And I took her to the vet last week. Well, actually, a couple times last month because she had a UTI and all. She gets UTIs a lot. And she has bad allergies, but she's very good health. And so we got her some special supplements for joint health. She's doing well with that and fish oil. And so Addie's, been exercising her more. She's very lazy. She doesn't like walks. She's the only dog I've ever met who doesn't like going for walks. And get her out for about 15, 20 minutes a day. I like to take her filming with me, but here in Florida where we are, it's a little tougher because there's not a lot of space. And there's so many distractions, lawn care, wild turkeys, it's just a mess. So I get her out when I can, but she always seems to want to just walk right into the woods or into the bushes where she's not supposed to go. She can't, like, Addie, just lay in the shade here while I film. So that's Addie's doing very well. Watch for her in some videos. And hope everyone's doing well out there. Keep me posted on everything if you're from Tennessee, from the Knoxville area up there in the mountains. Leave me a comment, send me a direct message on Facebook or Instagram, Sean Veig Fitness, and let me know your thoughts about that. I know it's a very popular area We were talking about possibly looking at Colorado again, but you just can't go home. And we left there. It was very hard to leave the mountains, but sometimes it's tough going back. And of course, prices have adjusted. Everything is so damn expensive now too. So, including the house we're in now, so that'll be good. But yeah, I'll keep you posted all that madness. And God bless you. Keep training. Check out the new Animal Flow Yoga video on my YouTube channel at Sean Veig Fitness. And if you want to get my exclusive content, go to coachveig.com and sign up free for 7 days. That's the Sean Veig Fitness app. Got hundreds of exclusive videos in there, adding more when I can. All right, my friends, take care.